As you wander the trail, keep an eye out for some of our local butterfly species. From the large yellow and black Anna's swallowtails to woodland skippers so small that they often get overlooked. On a good spring or summer day, you can easily see a handful of species, including dusky wings, tortoise shells, orange tips, morning cloak, or a wide variety of shimmering iridescent blues. Butterflies may well be among the most loved of all insects. Often large and showy, and, perhaps most importantly, never biting or stinging, butterflies have captured the human imagination for centuries. Researchers have found that butterflies evolved about 101 million years ago from the ancestors of nocturnal herbivorous moths. This means the first butterflies were flitting around in the mid-Cretaceous period, making them contemporaries of the dinosaurs. Today, there are about 20,000 different species worldwide, with roughly 800 found in North America. Here in Washington State, that number is closer to 155 species. Together with moths, butterflies are members of the Lepidoptera family. Lepidoptera comes from the Greek for scaly wing, in recognition of the thousands of tiny overlapping scales that cover each wing. Look closely at the next butterfly you see, and you'll find that these scales look very similar to the overlapping shingles on a roof. When we think of butterflies, we often think of open, sunny areas with lots of flowers. Like all insects, butterflies are cold-blooded, meaning that they need the sun to warm them up before they can become active. If you've lucked out with a nice day, look around and see what's blooming. Are there any butterflies visiting those blossoms? Butterflies visit flowers to sip nectar. They do this with a specialized hollow tongue or feeding tube, known as a proboscis, which is usually coiled under their head and unfurls when they land. The length of a butterfly's proboscis can vary depending on the types of flowers it likes to visit. For those that visit long tubular flowers, the tongue can be quite long, up to or even greater than the length of its body. Imagine if your tongue fell all the way to your feet when you went to take a drink. Nectar isn't the only thing butterflies will eat. In some regions, they may also feed on rotting fruit or tree sap. In a behavior known as puddling, males of some species will also gather in large groups on damp soil, along puddles, or even on scat to gather additional minerals. Because butterflies visit so many flowers as they seek out nectar, they are helpful pollinators for a wide variety of plants. Roughly 80% of flowering plants rely on animals for pollination, and butterflies can play an important role in this process. Despite the nearly universal appreciation for butterflies, they still face numerous threats, including habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use. And populations of many species are in decline. Conservation efforts, such as providing host and nectar plant species, eliminating pesticide use, and restoring habitat, are crucial to ensuring the survival of these beautiful insects for generations to come. Thanks so much for listening, and happy butterflying. I'm Candace Fallon, a senior conservation biologist at the Xerces Society.